In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is risen.
Indeed.
I'm sure that all of us have at one time or another prayed for something, and we didn't get what we asked for, and so we wondered why. Because we read in the Scriptures promises, such as what Christ says in the Sermon on the Mount, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened." But in today's gospel, we hear the words of the man who had been born blind, but was healed by Christ while he was arguing with the Pharisees. And he said, "Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God, and doeth his will, him he heareth." So the question is it true that God doesn't hear sinners? And if so, in what sense is that true? And also, does this contradict what Christ promises us about giving us answers to our prayers? Well, one thing we have to keep in mind is that context is very important when we read the Scriptures. In the Sermon on the Mount, when Christ is talking about asking and seeking, he's not saying, just ask whatever you want. He's talking about the kingdom of God in that particular context. But throughout Scriptures, we're told that God does not listen to the prayers of unrepentant sinners. It's not that he doesn't listen to them in the sense that he can't hear them, but that he does not hear their prayers favorably. The prophet Isaiah tells us, "But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear." And the prophet Jeremiah says, "Thus saith the Lord unto this people, thus have they loved to wander, they have not refrained their feet, therefore the Lord doth not accept them. He will now remember their iniquity and visit their sins. Then said the Lord unto me, pray not for this people, for their good. When they fast, I will not hear their cry, and when they offer burnt offerings and an oblation, I will not accept them. But I will consume them by the sword, and by the famine, and by the pestilence." And one thing you have to keep in mind when he's talking about this is he's not saying that God's not going to listen to people who are sincerely repenting and sincerely offering prayers. The prophet Jeremiah is talking to people who are hypocritically continuing to engage in the worship of the temple, while they also engage in the worship of other gods and gross immorality. Also, the prophet Zechariah tells us that if we won't listen to God, that God won't listen to us. He says, "But they refused to hearken and pulled away the shoulder and stopped their ears that they should not hear. Yea, they made their hearts as adamant as stone, lest they should hear the law that the word of the Lord of hosts has sent in his spirit by the former prophets. Therefore came a great wrath from the Lord of hosts. Therefore it is come to pass that as he cried and they would not hear, so they cried and I would not hear, saith the Lord of hosts." In other words, I was crying to you. I was trying to get your attention. I was trying to get you to hearken to my word, and you didn't listen. And so now you're crying to me, but I'm not going to listen because you didn't listen to me. God doesn't answer the prayer of unrepentant sinners. However, Blessed Theophylact tells us in his commentary on the gospel reading that we heard today that when we repent of our sins, God hears us as penitents, not as sinners. As soon as we ask for forgiveness, we move from the rank of unrepentant sinners to penitents. And so God always will hear the prayer of a sinner who is sincerely repenting of their sins. And that's one of the reasons why the Jesus Prayer is so important, because we're acknowledging our sins in that prayer and we're asking for God's mercy. So that's a prayer that we can always have confidence that God will hear favorably as long as we mean it. Christ tells us elsewhere in the Gospels, "All things whatsoever that ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive." And that believing is a very important qualification, because St. Paul tells us that faith itself is a gift from God. God gives us faith to believe. It's a gift that he gives us. for us to have the kind of faith that will allow us to make a prayer that will be favorably received by him. But he's not going to give us that faith to ask for something that's contrary to his will. St. James in his epistle says, "Ye have not because ye ask not." And that's an often quoted part of this passage, because obviously if you don't ask, you're not going to get anything. But then he says, "Ye ask and receive not because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lust." In other words, he says, most of the time you're not even asking God, and so you don't get what you're needing. But then when you do ask, you're not praying rightly. You're praying for things that are just focused on yourself, selfishly oriented. God wants to bestow upon us answers to our prayers, and that's the reason why he tells us to ask for our needs. But we need to ask for them in a right way, not in a selfish way, and to do it when we're in a right relationship with him. Because if we're asking for things just simply to satisfy our sinful desires, this is not going to be for our salvation. In the Sermon on the Mount, right after the passage that I quoted earlier, the Lord said, Or what man is there of you, when his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? And so again, he's talking about seeking the kingdom of God. And if you're asking for that, if you're seeking the kingdom of God, obviously God as a loving Father is going to give it to you. He's not going to give you a stone instead of bread. He's not going to give you a serpent instead of a fish. But if we flip that around, if a son was to ask his father, "Hey, Dad, I'd like a rattlesnake as a pet," do you think that a loving father is going to say, "Sure, son, you asked, so I'm going to give you a rattlesnake, whatever you want, sure"? No, a loving father is going to say, "No, I'm sorry, son, you're not going to get that rattlesnake." And so when we're asking for things that are not for our salvation, God is not going to give it to us, because it's not for our benefit. St. John the Apostle tells us, "And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us." That's another key qualification. We have to believe and we have to ask for things that are in accordance with God's will. This is how we're able to get the kind of faith that we need to pray to get the things that we're asking for. And St. John also tells us earlier in his first epistle how we align ourselves with God's will. He said, "Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then we have confidence toward God, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight." God will hear us anytime we pray for forgiveness for our sins, if we'll only repent of them sincerely. And God will hear our prayers if we will hear him, if we will listen to him, if we will obey his words, if we'll study the scriptures, if we'll diligently seek to live a life that's pleasing to him, then he will hear us. And he will gradually help us to align our will to God's will. Because if we want the things that God wants, if we desire the things that God desires, and if we draw close to him, God will give us the faith to ask, and he will give us the desires of our heart. Amen.